I just wonder sometimes whether people rely too much on the AI and rely too much on the digital tools instead of actually using their eyes, their feet, their car, and driving around the neighborhood and actually asking the question. So that was one point, I think, is that don't just rely on the technology. Don't forget to drive around the neighborhood and just actually have conversations with people, because nobody really talked to us unless we approach them.
You're listening to Elevate, the official podcast of Elite Agent, for real estate industry sales professionals, property managers and leaders. With thanks to our partner, Connect Now, Elevate brings you the best tools, thinking and strategies to elevate your results. For more information about how Connect Now can make moving easier for your clients, visit connectnow.com.au. And to get new episodes of Elevate directly to your inbox, sign up at eliteagent.com/subscribe. Here is your host, Samantha McLean.
Hey, hey everyone, it's Sam here for a special episode of the Elevate podcast, the once a year, although I wish it was more, podcast with my partner in Elite Agent, my partner in life, Mark Edwards. Welcome back to the show, finally.
It's been a while, hasn't it, Sammy?
It has been a while. I think, you know, you spent most of the last 6 months with a tool belt around your waist renovating a house. Is that true?
Yeah. Look, you know, sort of 2023 was a bit of an interesting year for everyone, and not particularly, and you know, I suppose also for ourselves. But yeah, it was fun, but it was far out. It was hectic.
Yeah. So this is a bit delayed. Last year, we did this a little bit earlier and we did a bit of a preview into the last 12 months. And even Mickey, my video editor, said to me, you know, Sam, you should do some behind the scenes stuff, like what's going on, what's happening at Elite Agent. Tell us about what happens in your day, that sort of thing. And so I've taken that as inspiration for today's episode, where we're going to talk about a whole range of stuff. So the pausing of the print magazine and what's happening there, Elite Retreat, you know, going back to December and our little adventures up to the Whitsundays, AI-powered agents. So that's been a big shift in our business over the last couple of years. We launched a new newsletter called Movers and Shakers. And, you know, just to give you guys a little bit of, I guess, an insight into how the reno went down. I know a lot of you saw images and things like that of our house on social media. So we thought we'd give you a little bit of behind the scenes into how we chose our agent, what went well, what didn't go so well, and, you know, what we'd do differently. And hopefully that helps a few of you in terms of winning business and winning clients. Now, not every client you come across is going to be as tough as us, right? Dulls.
Yeah. No.
We can pick all the scripts and dialogues coming from a mile away.
I'd like to think that we're the exception, but yeah, so maybe not. It actually sort of occurred to me during the process as to how challenging it must be for, you know, sort of some agents to entrust the sale of their own property with other agents and, you know, sort of step back from the brink and let them do their job, because it's, you know, being involved in the industry and I suppose where we are with having access to so many amazing practitioners, you can't help but thinking, you know, so what would Macca do in this situation? What would MK do in this situation? You know, what would Justin do? It's hard to bite the tongue.
Yeah. We'll get to that in a moment. Let's firstly talk about Elite Retreat. So we both ended up quite fried at the end of last year. I think like a lot of people were glad to see the rear end of 2023. And I mean, you and I, because you were renovating the house and I was kind of looking after Elite Agent with Kylie and Rowan. So we decided to take a bit of a break at the end of last year, which I think was the first time. And we decided to be responsible people and go and scout where we'd booked Elite Retreat. So talk us through, like, go back to July 2023, when we were just about off to Bali. What was happening there?
I think the main thing we wanted to do was, when we're heading to Bali, is, yeah, so we wanted to make sure that we had a destination in mind for next year. And if you've been to Elite Retreat a couple of times, you've probably worked out the cadence now, where it's onshore, offshore, onshore, and then, you know, sort of next year will be offshore. What I'm meaning about onshore, offshore being, you know, sort of a home and away kind of environment. So we were actually sort of right up to the death just trying to think, all right, where is it that we're going to be holding Elite Retreat 24? And landed on Hamilton Island. So from that side of things, yeah, it was ticking a lot of the boxes. But I suppose it wasn't until December that we actually realized what we'd done.
I mean, you know, look, what we'll try and give you along here is some of the lessons that we've learned. And one of them is, I think, you know, if you're going to book a holiday for 150 people, one of your closest friends in real estate, go and have a look at the place first, but we just really didn't have a chance to. On the way to Bali last year for Elite Retreat 2023. So when we got there, we kind of looked around and sort of thought, oh, uh-oh.
Well, we sort of create a little bit of a rod for our own back, don't we? So year one was at Sanctuary Cove. Year two was the stunning Mulya in Bali. And then, you know, so when we landed at Hamilton Island, it was not quite Elite Retreat standards.
Yeah. And so we stayed there and we kind of mulled things over. And then we ended up getting on a boat to Hayman Island, which was the second part of our holiday because we wanted to get away from the work bit. And Hayman Island was just the complete, I mean, since they've refurbed it since...
Cyclone Debbie,
yeah, like back in 2017, was it, I think?
Yep.
And I remember Leanne Drury actually doing transform lessons with the cyclone going on in the background, I think. But since then, they've spent $135 million on the resort. And it is just, you know, you walk onto the boat, they give you a glass of champagne after taking your bags, and basically it's White Lotus from there without the chaos and the murders, basically. It's just the most incredible, incredible experience. And, you know, and I remember you and I sitting on the beach going, wouldn't it be incredible if we were bringing 150 of our closest friends here?
Yeah.
And that set off a chain of events when we got back. So Elite Retreat, for those of you that are wondering about the change in the website, Elite Retreat will now be on Hayman Island, and we've just announced the theme, which is Genius Moves. And so a bit of a backstory on how Genius Moves came up. I was talking to Scott Bateman and we were talking about, you know, what's the difference between an average year, like maybe 2023 was a fantastic year for you, maybe it wasn't. But the difference usually between a good year and a great year or an average year and a good year is usually one or two genius moves. And so, like, you don't have to make a million moves to have a good year. You just have to make a good one or two or avoid a bad one or two. So we've decided that Genius Moves is the theme for Elite Retreat 2023. And the object of this is normally you go to an event and people think, oh, you know, like I learned so much, and then they have no time to implement. The difference with Elite Retreat is we really want you to leave with a shorter to-do list than when you arrive, but a more strategic to-do list.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be borne out by the people that are going to be there, the speakers. The theme is going to carry on right through it. And I suppose, you know, so without trying to blow our own horns, I think it was a bit of a genius move from our side of things to ensure that we maintain the integrity of what Elite Retreat is. But I suppose the flip side of it as well is to learn from people who have made those genius moves, and then for those people that have identified in hindsight what other genius moves they could have made. So this can really short circuit some of that learning and some of that moments of brilliance that you can get out of an event like Elite Retreat, which is truly unique.
The other thing, I guess, too, like if you remember from Bali, remember when Tim Duggan spoke, you know, because he made several genius moves in his career, from building up Punky to selling it to doing all the things that he's done. He actually said that he learned more from his, you know, word that rhymes with duck, stuff ups. than he did from the things that he did right.
Yeah.
And so I guess the other thing that we'll be doing at Elite Retreat too is focusing on the genius moves that some people did not make, that they wish they'd made, because it's a learning experience for everyone. It doesn't matter. Like every year we have some really high-level CEOs down to people that are new to real estate, and it's a learning experience for everyone, and everyone gets something different out of Elite Retreat. But yeah, so that will be the focus for this year, is one or two genius moves. We've already locked in some cracking speakers, but we won't be announcing the full program until the 1st of March. So early bird on up until the 1st of March. Have a look at eliteretreat.com.au. We've got about 45 places left.
Yeah, yep. So it's selling quite well already. So we're over 100 and almost 110 tickets sold already. So if you want to be part of an absolutely amazing event, get yourself amongst it. It's a bit of a Molly Meldrum reference there. But
Do
yourself a favor, that's it, and get yourself amongst it. I suppose also another thing is that we're probably going to be doing something a little bit different this year as well, aren't we, Sam, with calling out for applications.
For speakers, yeah. Like if you think that you've made a genius move, or there's a genius move that you didn't make that you'd like to talk about, keep your eyes glued to the brief, because we will be doing a call out for speakers. We want to know about your genius moves, and the best place to do that is in the brief. And if we do choose you to be a speaker or on a panel at Elite Retreat, that will mean that your accommodation's covered, your conference tickets covered, your transfers are covered, economy flights will be covered as well. Like if you choose to upgrade them, you can, but that's your choice. So that's a pretty sweet deal, I think.
It's going to be lots of fun. I'm looking forward to actually seeing a lot of the submissions coming through and seeing what your genius. Exactly. We're also looking at having some awards as well, Sam.
Yeah, well, this is why you should never say never, really, because I've always said we will never do awards, full stop, full stop, full stop. We'll never do awards. And everyone always laughs at me because why resist a good award, really? But it took me a while to figure out what would be like authentic to us or to the Elite Agent brand in terms of awards. And we've landed in a space for innovation awards because there's no real innovation awards in the industry right now. And I think we live in such an interesting time, like with this burgeoning age of AI, that people are starting to do some things that are really clever, not just with AI, but with technology. And there's some really clever teams that are doing some clever stuff in marketing. And I think they should be recognized. And it's sort of in the same vein as our influencers at the end of the year. You know, this is sort of taking it a step further, influencers and innovators. And so there'll be 8 or 9 categories and you'll be able to apply for those awards. And those awards will be announced at Elite Retreat on the Monday night at the gala dinner with thanks to Commio.
Yes. So more information will be coming on that as well. Again, keep your eyes peeled on the brief and that will have some more information there. Speaking of things that are coming up, AI powered agents is another one of our actions for this year or activities for this year.
Well, that's right. While you were off renovating the house, I was running around the country, basically.
The dogs were going, where have they gone?
Yeah, we didn't see each other much in August and September, did we?
No, not really.
But yeah, it keeps things fresh, I guess. But I really love this. And well, you and I, some people might not know, but we met working for technology companies. And so before real estate, there was only technology for you and I. And when ChatGPT landed, I actually had a look at it and thought, you know, my career as a writer is over. No. But then I got a little bit deeper into it and thought, actually, it's not over. It's just different now. And so I can remember thinking I had two choices. One is I could take what I'd learned over the Christmas holidays last year and implement it into our business, like supercharge our SEO and say nothing, or I could try and get ahead of the wave and, you know, be the person to be the translator to the real estate industry on how it all works and how much you can do with it. And the deeper I go, the more exciting it is. And well, you know me, I never take the easy road. Sometimes I wish I just sat there and SEO'd us like crazy, but then I wouldn't have had the opportunity to meet so many great agents last year on the tour in both Australia and New Zealand. And now excitingly that those full day workshops have now become an online course, which starts next Tuesday.
Yeah, so the course starts on Tuesday. And so how have you actually sort of taken the format of a full-day workshop, you know, so nice and intimate, 20-odd people, were you working through examples and, you know, sort of engaging? How are you taking that from that environment to an online course style, you know? How
environment.
You know, online?
Well, I'm taking everything that I learned in Transform, and I actually did a course on creating courses over the Christmas holidays, as you remember, like, you know, with the pile of notes over there in the corner.
It's a pile.
Yeah, it's a big pile. And it's not just a course, it's an experience product. So I'm a certified experience product now. But as you can see, like if I don't know whether some people will see this video or not, but there's a lot of gizmos around me at the moment, some fancy lighting behind me, to the side of me. There's a cute little tidbit there. I'll have to do a bit of a behind the scenes in the studio. There's a bunch of technical wizardry I've got in front of me as well so that I can use different visuals, you know, including iPads and things like that. So it'll feel like we're together in a classroom, but it will be delivered digitally. So I'm really looking forward to seeing everyone in that course. I do think that, you know, AI is not a replacement. Like, you know, I thought that for myself, it's not a replacement. It is an accelerant. The course evolved over 2 or 3 months. I was delivering it in different places because things were happening so quickly. That I think towards the end of it, I'd perfected some prompts around listing presentations and creating buyer personas. Because a lot of people, when ChatGPT landed, thought, oh, you know, this is only good for listing descriptions or create me social media posts. And they're quite generic kind of things to do with ChatGPT. But I think at last count, there's probably about only 100 people that actually have my prompt for creating buyer personas and flipping that into everything from listing descriptions to Facebook ads to all the rest of it. And I guess this is where I'm going to bring some of my experience in as a vendor to the agents that do this course, because there was a few funny moments in the listing presentation where I thought that everyone that presented to us could have stood out a heck of a lot more, but perhaps didn't. And I think ChatGPT can really help you stand out. And that's where the extra brain sort of thinking comes in, because with ChatGPT, we are heaps smarter. Even me, I'm heaps smarter with ChatGPT or Bard or any of those large language models than I am without.
So you mentioned before that you've taken the learnings from Transform, and we know what Transform was. It was a bit of a tough mudder of, you know, like an online event. It's not going to quite be the same, is it? You know, so it'd be that frantic pace.
No, not at all. It'll be a very controlled 1 hour a week, but there will be homework. And, you know, the thing is like everyone, I mean, you know, like I wish I could give everyone a silver bullet and just snap my fingers and have things happen. But the only place that success comes before work is in the dictionary. Boom, boom.
So. Yeah, everyone, I haven't heard that one yet. All right, good.
Yeah, so you still have to work a bit. But, I mean, this is probably not a bad place to kind of segue into the reno and what happened there, because, you know, I was posting before and I was so proud of the work that you did. I was posting before and after photos on social media, and there were quite a few people kind of following the journey. But we didn't really talk too much about how we chose our agents. So do you want to talk a bit about that?
Yeah, look, we're in a funny situation in that, you know, so we set ourselves a deadline to basically do a reno on the house, you know, so it started off with, you know, let's just do a lick of paint and a few, you know, so a bit of landscaping here and there, and then scratched a bit of paint off here and there, and then all of a sudden realized this is going to get bigger and messier than Ben Hur. So we luckily found a place literally 400 meters down the road that we have moved into, which is now home. And reno went from was going to be just let's do a few hours in the afternoon to being a full-time job. And that's what you were saying before about, yeah, so I've pretty much abandoned you for 3 months. Sorry, Dales.
I'm silly.
Yeah, so the decision was made pretty much on the way back from Bali is that we needed to do this. And we always had the intention of having the house on the market for spring. We got there in spring, listed on the pretty much the 1st November. I think the first open was on the 4th. You know, so we were probably about a month behind schedule. You know, there's a lot to do with, you know, being able to get supply of materials and so forth. But I think we did quite well over a 3 month period for a full gut reno. You know, the house was basically sort of nothing was untouched in the place. But the agent selection process, it was driven by a need to actually have a decision and have a Form 6 signed so that we could then use some of these, let's call them buy now, pay later for a better term, like your realty assists and so forth. So we could get the right marketing campaign, we could get some additional funds so we could finish off some of the last big boulders of the renovation. So the decision to go with the agent was predicated on being able to tick that box so that we could get the reno finished. And I think if in hindsight, if we had have had more time, then we probably would have been a little more comprehensive in the way in which we conducted those auditions, basically. What were your thoughts on the process?
Well, I mean, yeah, it was pretty rushed. And then, you know, I guess in the end, I think we chose the person that we thought would do the best job. Interestingly, though, nobody really stood out. And we did meet some good agents. Nobody stood out that we went, wow, that's our agent, because I guess we hadn't built relationships with any of them beforehand. And what I found quite interesting, there's a few things I found interesting. Number one is every time I drove past the house, there were skip bins out the front and trades coming and going and things like that. But we didn't have any cold calls from any agents. Now, they wouldn't have known it was Sam and Mark from Elite Agent in that house renovating. But I think, you know, even though like people call me the AI queen, I just wonder sometimes whether people rely too much on the AI and rely too much on the digital tools instead of actually using their eyes, their feet, their car and driving around the neighborhood and actually asking the question. Because you can sort of make assumptions like, oh, they just moved in, they're not going to be selling. Whereas, you know, nothing could have been further from the truth. We might have only moved in a year ago, but we were definitely selling. And even a couple of agents dropped around and said, I didn't think you'd be selling, you know, for a while. And I guess if you don't ask, the answer will always be no. So that was one point, I think, is that, you know, don't just rely on the technology. Don't forget to drive around the neighborhood and just actually have conversations with people, because nobody really talked to us unless we approached them.
Yeah.
And the second thing that was pretty interesting was we were sitting down meeting with some agents and, you know, like I was looking at the marketing schedule and I did look at the amount for copywriting. And I remember commenting on it and I just said, oh, wow, $300 for copywriting. And the response from the agent was, well, you know, like we do have a real human writing our copy. It's not just, you know, ChatGPT, which some agents are using around the place. And, you know, you can tell that the stuff was written by a robot. And I laughed. Well, I don't know if you remember, but I laughed and said nothing. But, you know, like deep down, I was sort of thinking, you didn't even Google me. Yep. Like yep. Before you came to my house, you didn't even Google me to find out who I was or what I was interested in. And I think it's just
so easy to do, like sort of, you know, particularly, you know, sort of put in Samantha McLean,
your
searches for everywhere. So it was quite interesting. And then even after the penny dropped on a couple of them, the listing presentation flow still had to follow the format that, you know, had been drilled into, you know, so essentially it was not going to veer off what it is that we needed to hear or what we were going to be told. So it was quite interesting there. In the end, though, you know, as you said, the agent was selected, and at the end of the day, the property was sold. It's probably another podcast in there, or, you know, sort of after maybe over a few drinks.
I think so. But I think worthy of mention in the whole process was Realty Assist, actually. I think not because we work with them. We do, you know, for full disclosure. But, you know, they were the shining light in the whole process, really, weren't they?
Right.
In terms of what can we do to help you? How can we help you get over the line?
Yeah. It was interesting, yeah, because the process was seamless, and this isn't like sort of sponsored by Realty Assist, but, you know, for disclosure as well, we got the staging done through another BNPL provider, and the experience between the two is pretty much chalk and cheese, whereas one was, you know, sort of very easy to get along with. The other one also, you know, so, you know, funds hit the account and people got paid, but it felt, you know, from the outset as though you're on the brink of default, and every communication that come through, it wasn't that kind of, you know, sort of assuring, you know, safe pair of hands. It felt as though you were forced to be on edge. So it was an interesting experience for going through as a consumer of the product as well as being sort of a customer of it as well.
Yeah. I mean, it is interesting. And I guess like what I've done is I've taken that whole experience basically and I've baked in everything I've learned into AI-powered agents so that, you know, like what I really want is in this age of technology is for the agents that do AI-powered agents to really have a leg up in terms of what they can give to their vendors or potential vendors in a listing presentation. Word. Because I keep thinking about from a marketing perspective what would have really impressed me. And I mean, I'm tough, but I also sort of think it's so easy to stand out. Why don't more people try?
Yeah. Yeah, true.
Instead of just saying the same old, because let's face it, you know, during the whole process, we heard one or two scripts that, you know, every time I heard, trust the process, I'm so sorry, Stu, just drove me crazy. And the other thing too, like the other tip that I learned, and this is from Justin Nickerson, is never have your auctions on a Saturday. Because number one, it takes away from your opens that you've got. And by the way, I had breakfast a couple of times with Justin Nickerson, as you know, and he's a rock star up here. You can't take Justin down the street without someone going, oh, hey, how you going? Kind of thing. But he just said, you know, like I always have my auctions on a Friday now because people can get out of work to go to an auction, whereas Saturdays are open days. And if you have your auctions, you know, on a Saturday, then generally people are fighting between, do I go to this auction or do I go to this other open? Whereas if you did it on a Friday, it's pretty clear. So, you know, like there was a lot of things we learned through that process. They're just a few of them, but I guess hit us up if you want to know anything else about how it all went.
Yeah, I think the interesting thing which will come out of, you know, so just circling back to our powered agents is that differentiation at the listing presentation, how to do your research. And it's beyond AI as well, as you were saying, is, you know, just looking for the visual clues. There were so many sitting out the front of our place. Every day there was like sort of half a dozen, you know, sort of tradie vans because we were going at a frantic pace, and which probably, you know, sort of typically wouldn't be happening with a regular Renault. It was quite interesting.
Yeah, absolutely.
What else is happening this year, Sammy? I know we've been prattling on for a little while. What's on the cards for the rest of the year?
What's on the cards for the rest of the year, apart from AI-powered agents and Elite Retreat? Well, movers and shakers. So we've launched a new newsletter because the brief was starting to get quite full. Right. And so we've launched a weekly newsletter that is a roundup of all that, because there's always people moving. Like, if I could count the number of moves that I've experienced in the 10 years of Elite Agent, you know, sometimes I was looking at, you know, my contact management system the other day, and the number of email addresses for some people like is about 6 or 7.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's how rapidly people change jobs. So, you know, instead of missing people out and all the rest of it, we've got a new newsletter called Movers and Shakers, and it's a roundup of all the big moves in real estate. So if that's something that interests you, keeping on top of who's going where and who's moved jobs and who's changed jobs and who's opened up an office and who's closed an office and all that sort of thing, then Movers and Shakers comes out on a Sunday morning. Feel free to scroll that with your coffee. That's one thing. The second thing, I don't know if everyone's, it's been going for a while. It was a bit of a trial last year, but we actually have a third podcast now. So not only Elevate, this podcast and Courageous Conversations, but we also have the Daily Podcast, which is really The Brief, read by Kylie Delahunty. So in recognition of all the agents that drive around in their cars and don't have time to read an email, all you need to do on The Brief is press play and you'll have Kylie in your ears. And do you know what? I want Kylie to read me stories all the time now because she's so good at it and she makes it so fun. And if you haven't listened to The Daily Brief with Kylie yet, hop on it, because what she often does is when she's interviewing people, she'll get a grab. And that will go into the Daily Brief podcast, and it'll almost sound like a little radio show that Kylie's created.
It's not a huge investment in your time. It's usually around about 3 to 4 minutes. So it gives you enough information to be able to have those sensible conversations. And if you do want to find out more, you've always got The Brief there that will allow you to dive deeper into the content. I think also, you know, so this time of year, we're thinking about, you know, sort of how we, well, being February already, mid-February now, you know, so how you actually sort of balance what last year was and how this year is shaping up. And I think, you know, sort of one of the things which we're wanting to bring into our lives and our business is a little bit of balance and calm. I think calm is the word of the year for yourself, Sammy.
Calm is my word of the year. And I mean, it's probably a good time to sort of, you know, in addition to looking for some new speakers for Elite Retreat, we're actually inviting, you know, you would have noticed that when we went on holidays for a little bit last year, we do leave the house sometimes, is that we had some guest editors of The Brief.
No.
And our intention is to do more of that this year because, you know, a lead agent, although it belongs to us, but it actually belongs to the industry, and we want to invite more people, more voices in to contribute and to have a say in the direction of Elite Agent.
Yeah.
So it won't just be me hosting the podcast this year. Kylie saying that she wouldn't mind doing a couple of episodes of the podcast. We've had another couple of offers from some very significant people in the industry who want to do some series with us. So get set for a bit of variety in your life as far as Elite Agent goes. And I'm really sort of looking forward to welcoming some more voices in, some guest editors and some guest podcast hosts and things like that. I think it'll be great fun and good to hear the different viewpoints.
Yeah.
Well, Mark, it's been such a pleasure to have you on the podcast today. And thank you so much for generously sharing your knowledge with everyone and some of your stories. We've enjoyed it immensely. I ask my guests one question at the end of each podcast. If there was one thing that you would like to leave people with, what would it be?
I can't believe I've been on the receiving end of that. I've heard it so many times. I want to actually say something that you've been saying for the last 12 months is, what a time to be alive. You know, it is an amazing era that we're living through. You know, the analogy you had in your workshops of, you know, sort of electricity coming to the Abbey, as in Downton Abbey, is the analogy of AI coming to ourselves now. And I think, you know, if you're somebody saying at the moment, you know, you hate AI, it's the equivalent of saying you're hating electricity, because, you know, so it's not a fad like NFTs or Web 3.0. It's here to stay. And it's how you embrace it is really going to genuinely be how you're going to be shaping you and, you know, sort of your future.
Nice.
Samantha McLean, thank you very much for joining us. If there's one thing that you'd like to leave the audience, one piece of wisdom that you'd like to leave the audience with, what would that be?
Can I have two things?
Okay, you're the boss.
I mean, some people ask me if they can have two things, so, you know.
No.
Hang on, it's my show. I'm having two things.
Two things.
Okay, so the first thing is it's a bit of an interesting time to be in real estate with technology, but I just want to say don't react to the technology, change your methodology. There you go. There's something that rhymes. Because I think, you know, as you just said, the technology is going to be here. It's not going anywhere, but, you know, now is the time to get ahead of the curve by changing the way that you do things. Like, could I be doing things faster or more differently? Or, you know, we heard last year what a struggle it was for some agents to maintain their profit margins. You know, the reality is that we've all been given a productivity gift in the last 12 months. And those who use it wisely, you know, will reap the benefits of being ahead. The other thing that I just, you know, like has occurred to me during this conversation as well, which is why one of the two things is that we often hear in the real estate industry that success leaves clues, you know, and success might leave clues, but it doesn't guarantee success. You know, the clues don't guarantee success. And what gives one person success at the time that they were successful may be very different to what gives somebody else success at a different time. And if I could use an example, like Alex Hormozy, like, you know, Alex Hormozy, I read all of his books. He's that guy that does all the weight training and things. And he's a bit of a master at lead generation and he's all over YouTube and that sort of thing. So I have been invited to speak at quite a few events this year, which is really lovely about AI. Alex Hormozy is a very successful man. And when he goes on stage, he wears Crocs. Now, if I was thinking along the lines of success leaves clues, I might be inclined to look at that man who is a huge success and go out and buy myself a pair of Crocs to wear to all of my speaking gigs. And I couldn't think of, I would look so ridiculous. It's not even funny. But, you know, that's a case of that whole expression of success leaves clues. And so I think, yes, it leaves clues, but it doesn't guarantee it. And you've always got to put your own spin on whatever it is and look forward, not backward. That's what I'd like to leave everyone with. They're my two things.
Very sage advice, Samantha McLean. Thank you very much for joining us.
Well, thank you. Thank you for joining us. And I'm going to end this by saying happy Valentine's Day.
Dawa. You too, Dallas.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Elevate Podcast with thanks to Connect Now. To stay in touch with all things Elite Agent, sign up for our daily newsletter, The Brief, at eliteagent.com/subscribe.